Well, Lee, give us your assessment of that one if you can.
Well, it was disappointing majorly from our point of view. We failed really on an occasion that was important to us, and the players, of course, are disappointed in there. We huffed and we puffed a couple of spells in the game, but over the 90 minutes, we was the second best side for sure.
What have you said to him in there afterwards? You've been in there for quite a while.
Yeah, well, it's really just a case of saying, look, they've been excellent since I've come in. And I just said, look, I'm the nicest guy in the world when we're winning. But I feel like I'm a dirty winner, and I have been all my career. And if my teams are not reflecting my personality, then the teams will change. And they must show that. They must show my personality. And I didn't feel that was on show today. I think with 20 minutes to go, we didn't really give it a go. And that's what was disappointing for me, because we were still in the game at that point. Although the territory and probably the possession we were down on, a goal can change a game. And I needed to see more character as far as getting on the ball. But I've got to say, they've been excellent since I've been in. And we're trying to get rid of this sort of mediocrity, if you like. And we will do. And today we'll have to make sure we learn a lot about our group. I feel for the fans, because I wanted to give them a lot more than we gave them today. But trust us, we'll get it right.
Do you think it was a case of heads dropping then, when the first goal went in?
Well, I don't think it was particularly heads dropping. I just think it was an accumulation of them having a good day and them getting their tails up, and us being loose on the non-negotiables, as I call them. Obviously, we've got done today by two set pieces, and really a bit of savvy and a bit of a lack of experience to play in a big game like this. And then what happens is you get pulled all over the shop by good sides. And they played well today, so we have to give them credit. But you get pulled all over the shop and you end up everywhere the ball's just been. And there was four or five players today that was everywhere the ball's just been.
What do you think this does for your playoff hopes?
Well, it dents them, of course. And like I say, we have had a good run and we can't forget that. We haven't become a bad side overnight, and we go to Colchester having to lick our wounds. And I just said to the players there, you can use that in a positive way if it really hurts you. Because if it does really hurt you, you can use that energy to go and win the game against Colchester, or go and at least perform to your maximum. And there was probably five or six today that just didn't quite perform to the maximum, and they'll be disappointed with that. And it was not the ideal time to do it. But like I say, it doesn't mean we're out of it.
And it's an unusual feeling, this, isn't it, for you and for the fans? It's been a long time since they've gone home on a Saturday night without 3 points, or at least something in the bag.
Yeah, and football's full of ups and downs, and you never want to get beat to your local rivals, particularly in front of the biggest attendance for a while. So that side of it, of course, we're all hurting. But what can you do? You can lay down and die, or you can bounce back and come back and try and be stronger. And there's a lot of young players in that dressing room that will learn an awful lot from that. And I learn an awful lot about my team as well.